just where I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Just where I am. So many people contact us wanting to come to the campus of the university. They want to involve themselves in our life, in our world, and it's a fascinating thing. In this serendipity for May, June, 2003, I have this column, Just Where I Am. In the beginning, it tells a little bit about my beginning. Dreaming is the fabric of my human makeup. Knowing is the fabric of my spiritual reality. I like to dream and imagine how life would be like under different circumstances. When I know who and what I am, my only desire is to be myself, just the way I am, just where I am. For I have chosen this lifestyle and life place for my revelation of the divine within. So many students say to me they want to come to America when they're in foreign countries. I have the privilege of traveling the world giving seminars on positive thinking and positive living. It's a wonderful sharing time, and I meet hundreds, no, thousands of exceptionally exciting, brilliant, spiritually illumined men, women, and children. Naturally, I see the television reports from around the world. I am aware of what people are doing in Europe, Switzerland, Germany, Italy, France, and all the other Euro states, and it is inviting. I look at the rustic ancient city of Prague and how romantic it looks, Japan with its excitement and newness, rivaling Korea, the bullfights in Spain, the fishing in Greece and the Vatican in Rome, China with its mystic Great Wall and its inscrutable people, the Asian world with its cultural magic, encouraging tourism, America with its glamour, the wonder of its buildings, its diverse people living together harmoniously, its opportunities for visitors and immigrants, unimaginably tempting to everyone. Anywhere other than where I live, for I have been born there and done that, and it is not as interesting as somewhere else, so it would seem. My feet just want to hit the road and allow my mind and my body to absorb all this fascination bubbling forth throughout the world. As a child in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a suburb of the famous Milwaukee, the beer city, I loved my home. I loved the city of my birth and revelation. It was a time before the Second World War, smack in the middle of the Depression years. However, I did not know this. We had love in our family and whatever was necessary to live. A cultural melting pot of society, Milwaukee had immigrants and recent citizens from European countries. Each group, Irish, Polish, German, Italian, Swiss, and others, sought to live in its own area of its own people. Only as the children went to school and were brought into contact with the larger society did we know of these other people from outside of our city and land. As children, we accepted one another and did not have cultural ties that limited us from associating with the wider segment of society. In school, we found our level of competence and associated with boys and girls who had similar interests. We were a motley diverse group. The only thing that separated us was when we did something our friends did not approve of during their doing in their presence. I love this growing up time. I knew nothing but the 5 to 10 mile perimeter of my home. It was a good life. With the advent of the war, the young men of the world went to places unimaginable. A song was current, "How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?" Actually, of the thousands of men and women to travel the world in the military, only a small percentage wanted to travel more. For most of us, having seen other areas of the world through the eyes of war, famine, destruction, and disease, home was a pretty wonderful place. As I travel the world now, giving seminars, I meet aspirants who would themselves travel the world. They would like to come to America and study and play. Sounds wonderful. However, in the same breath, these aspirants have no money, want to be supported by someone else, and are not even familiar with why they want to study abroad. People who want to study abroad usually have a purpose and a program. With this plan, they would study in the university and gain a scholarship based on their intense desire to learn in that field for which the scholarship is awarded. From my own experience, I know that I have changed the field of my specialty a number of times until I found my present work. I was 48 when I finally decided to take all of my learning and intuition that I had and apply it to that which was closest to my heart, being myself and having fun. My heart goes out to the dozens of men and women and children I have met over the years of my travels who wanted to come to America. Basically, they wanted to come to America because it sounded like the land of milk and honey, not really the land of opportunity. I am very clear to all of the many beloved men, women, and children I have greeted worldwide that if they have a desire, they can fulfill that desire just where they are. They can have the dream of their heart manifest just where they are. However, they cite to me the limitations. I cite to them the reality of the thousands of men and women and children living in dire straits that have come forth with a dream for themselves and walked directly into it just where they were. To be a doctor, study in your homeland and be trained in the needs of your community. As desired, study abroad, but first prove yourself to be a workman that needeth not be ashamed. You are dedicated to your craft. I love being a miracle being just where I am. It is the most rewarding and exciting adventure I could think of for myself. With the University of Healing, I work with students worldwide who seek to study here. I give out hundreds of scholarships. Forbiddingly, only a dedicated few fulfill their program. Sometimes they stop and start. Sometimes there are years between when they return. But at least 50% of our scholarships are fulfilled. Mine, more than this I cannot do since I have the scholarship sponsored by the Church of God Unlimited. While I get many contributions to our scholarship program, it does not come near the requests, but I do my best. Anyone who sincerely wants to walk their spiritual path, be themselves, and have fun will find an eager sponsor in me. These are the people who have chosen to be born where they are, to live where they are, and to share from where they are. African candidates for wholeness. I have 12 candidates from Nigeria, Ghana, and Cameroon who are eagerly awaiting the possibility of coming to the campus of the University of Healing to be an on-campus student in the uni. The campus of the uni is not designed for live-in students. I have designed campus life for live-in monks, people who have taken and completed the undergraduate course, the undergraduate college of the uni, and are both familiar with the philosophy and the strict program followed by the monks on their spiritual path. If a student has not completed the undergraduate program, I discourage them from coming to campus. The Absolute Monastery campus is in a constant state of meditation. There are no vacations, no time to go to town and integrate with America. There's no time to read newspapers or magazines and listen to the radio or watch television. Now and then we have a selected positive video is presented. With clothing optional, monks dress according to their comfort, the weather, and their tasks. There is a constant, ever-changing daily monastery schedule. This is a model program. 4:30 a.m., prepare breakfast. 4:55, prepare pre-breakfast meditation. 5 o'clock, breakfast. 5:30, cleanup, breakfast. 5:45, shower in gymnasium. 5:55, brush your teeth. 6, gym schedule rotating 15 minutes by each monk on each of the items, the Swimex, the jacuzzi, the stationary bicycle, and the pull machine. At 7 o'clock, clean the gym. 7:10, shower. 7:15, walk 3-mile meditation path through the mountains. 8:15, meditate. 8:20, introspection. 8:50, Om in Embassy Cathedral. 9, Monk Ellen gives monk talk. 9:15, Dean Dr. Herbert L. Varley gives thought for today. 9:30, study time. 10, uni work schedule. 11:55, meditate. 12, noon lunch. 12:30, Monk Ingeborg gives monk talk. 12:40, Dean gives instant inspiration. 12:55, introspection. 1:25, brush teeth. 1:30, cleanup. 1:45, study time. 2:15, uni work schedule. 6:15, meditation. 6:25, dinner. 7, Monk Sylvia gives monk talk. 7:10, Dean gives instant inspiration. 7:30, brush your teeth. 7:35, cleanup. 7:50, study time. 8:20, bed. This proves to be a very full and demanding program. Illumination and healings happen continually for the dedicated monks and guests. Dr. Ellen Jeremy and I travel the world and are so vital and filled with the spirit of joy that everyone feels that if this is what the campus is all about, they want to have a part of it. Now a little area of the program that is not thought about by most people. Payment. For visitors, it costs $50 a day donation, including their food and bed. For novice monks who spend the first year on the campus to see if this is what they want to do, to see if it's suitable for them, and for us, they provide a donation of $1,000 monthly and live a strict program and maintain their own medical insurance and clothing. After they become monks, they give all their earthly possessions to the monastery and are taken care of by the monastery. The monastery does not have a budget to support individuals who cannot support themselves. The monastery and the uni are not a place to run away from life. It is not a place of healing done by others. Healings are all done by us. Africa is not the only place where finances are in point. This takes place around the world. However, a student on the spiritual path can be as financially responsible as a person in any other walk of life. It is always our choice and our direction. And so it is. We'll talk for a moment about our friend in Switzerland. Luna is a Jack Russell Terrier. Luna is a very special dog. She's the pet of uni student Reverend Gertrude Suter in Emmettingen, Switzerland. Before Luna came to the Suter home, the house was an active center of two vital grandchildren, her two sons and their families, her business associates, who seem to have multiplied exponentially since her retirement several years ago, her gospel choir work, her computer wizardry, and very active person in many other areas, including bike riding around the lake and cross-country skiing. As wonderful as her grandchildren are, Luna comes first. Luna gets her several long and special daily walks. Luna is driven to the lake for a walk around the lake. Luna is a welcome guest in everyone's home. Luna has a large number of eager babysitters instantly available to take care of her. Luna is the prized pooch in the doggy school, where her antics and training are applauded by one and all, including the other pets. Luna will have a dog's life and a dog's life tenure. But retired educator Gertrude is an avid reader and is up on the latest information about good health for pets. In the March 2003 National Geographic, in reading The Skinny on Aging, she found that by restricting calories from a mouse added 2 years to their 3-year lifespan. She noted neurobiologist at the National Institute of Aging, the NIA, 45-year-old Mark Mattson, is using himself as a guinea pig for the past decade and eats one-third fewer calories than the average person. He is 5'9", and weighs 120 pounds, and is healthy as can be. So Luna, too, is on the very special diet, being weighed daily so as not to increase her weight over her given norm. Of course, Gertrude is practicing this for herself, too, and she looks and feels magnificent. Life is filled with experimentation. Each of us seek out our own. Gertrude was guided to the path she is taking, and she is diligent in carrying out the program. Is it for me or you? For the moment, it's for Gertrude and Luna. If you have any questions about coming to the campus and participating in campus activities, just write us a letter, send us an email, and we'll contact you and let you know what the details are for doing this. Many people would like to send their graduated children who have left high school and are 18 now, ready to go to college and so forth, and they would like to send their children to campus because they feel that our training of them would prepare them for the rest of their life. And of course, they're right. But they forget about the financing, and they think that we're just going to do it for nothing. And of course, that's not what the game is all about. What we do for nothing, and it's not what we do for nothing, but what we do with our money is we provide the books for the courses of the university. We provide the proctoring. We provide all the mailing. We provide the gist. We provide all of these things for our students. And these are very important things. So if you have any children who are 18 or over who would want to come to campus and work with us on these programs and who are students taking the course of the University of Healing, we'd be glad to consider this. But be very careful. Anyone who comes to campus is going to be changed when they leave here, because if they follow the rules, if they follow the program that campus offers, they cannot help but be more magnificent, more wonderful, more fulfilled, more realized than ever before by being here on campus. So with that, I will say just a thought that I thought I'd share with you. You heard the story about Gertrude, our longtime student and director of our European operations. Gertrude has this dog, Luna, and she thinks that Luna should have perfect health. And so she's following the perfect health program for Luna, and she's following it for herself, too. Now, Gertrude is just a young, retired teacher, and you can be sure that she is going to pass over the 100 mark several times before she drops off her mortal coil and moves on into her next dimension. And all because she is diligent, dedicated, determined, and disciplined about what she thinks, what she eats, and what she is. Would that we could all exercise some of the magnificence of our wonderful Gertrude Suter. With that, I will say adios. I love you. I love you. I love you.